Good morning. Today is March 24th, 2020. It's approximately 9:25 a.m. and we're here for case number 1200149. My name is Nancy Hockman and I am a hearings officer for the City of Portland. This hearing is being held by telephone, and that is because of the COVID-19 city emergency response to that. And just for the record, the hearings officer did have to act quickly to reschedule hearings and move to a telephone format. So several emails and phone calls were made to coordinate the process, and I've been informed by staff that none of the facts of the case have been discussed with either of the parties in making that happen, and that all communications took place between the clerks and the parties and not the hearing officer and the parties. The appellant's name is Jason Havelka. And Mr. Havelka, would you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Jason Havelka, and the last name is H-A-V as in Victor, E-L-K-A.
Thank you. And for the record, the city, the Transportation Bureau did not call in to give us a phone number for the hearings office to call them. And the hearing notice does say that parties have to appear on time or they may lose their right to a hearing. So at this point, we're going to go forward and I'll be reading the testimony of the parking enforcement officer into the record as the city's testimony. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for you and other members of the public to hear unless you choose to not have that posted. If you have a strong objection, we will not post it. And whether or not you decide that will not affect the outcome of your case. At this point, we are doing tow hearings on the computer. We're doing the paperwork on the computer. So, Mr. Havelka, have you had an opportunity to look at the documents that were submitted?
I received an email with several exhibits regarding this hearing.
Great. And have you had a chance to look through those exhibits?
Yes.
And specifically, I want to ask you if you had an opportunity to read your statement of rights about this hearing. That's the document with a little illustration of a camera on it. Okay, and do you have any questions about your hearing rights?
No.
Okay, thank you. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for Parking Enforcement. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing the decision of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes documents and any testimony I hear today, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. And the decisions are made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means a person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits and ask you if you have any objection to any of them coming into the record. And if you think that a document pertains to this case, then you should let it into the record. If you object, tell me why. If you disagree with what a document says, you should still let it into the record and then tell me during your testimony why you disagree with what it says. And I'm going to pull up the list of documents here. We have the tow hearing request form that you submitted. We have the auto return report, which is something that just tells us whether the hearings office has jurisdiction. We have the notice of today's hearings. We have the statement of rights and procedures that we just mentioned. We have something that's been mislabeled. It says request to reschedule. I don't know if you can see that, but it was something that was mislabeled, but it actually is a copy of the Bureau's response. And that includes a abandoned auto section public record document with a narrative and some more detail for your vehicle. And then we have a tow invoice, and that is from the towing company. And is that something you submitted?
Tow invoice.
So
that is something, yes. Yeah, I submitted that.
Thank you. And those are all the exhibits. Do you have any objection to any of these exhibits coming into the record?
No.
Okay, so those exhibits are admitted. Okay, at this point, I'm going to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to start with the enforcement officer's testimony. The inspector's narrative said, abandoned auto officers do not have access to police stolen vehicle records. On February 26, 2020, parking enforcement abandoned auto officer received an on-street enforcement request from three citizens while responding to other reported abandoned vehicles at this location. A case was opened and the information entered into the abandoned auto system. The vehicle was a green Ford SUV displaying no plates, with VIN 1FMYU96H85KD29996, located on the 9200 block of North Chautauqua Place on the west side of the street, which is on the public right-of-way in the city of Portland, County of Multnomah, State of Oregon. No trip or temporary permit was displayed in the vehicle. The vehicle was warned, and a green 72-hour tow warning notice was affixed to the side window and was marked to indicate why the vehicle was being warned under City of Portland municipal codes. The warning states, this vehicle is not completely removed from the public right-of-way, it will be towed by the order of the City of Portland. After 72 hours from the issuance of this notice, this vehicle will be towed in accordance with provisions of Section 16.30.225 of Portland Municipal Code. Photos were taken showing the vehicle and no plates, trip, or temporary on the vehicle. The vehicle was cited for failure to display current registration at the time of the warning. And again, he states, abandoned auto officers do not have access to police stolen vehicle records. Contact information is printed on the tow notice. No contact and no phone call were received during this time about this vehicle by Officer Knevich. Approximately 6 days later, Officer Knevich returned to the location on March 3rd while enforcing in the area. The vehicle was still on the public right-of-way and located at the same location of 9200 block of North Chautauqua Place on the west side of the street. The green tow warning notice had been removed. The vehicle still did not display any plates, trip, or temporary permit, and now appeared inoperable due to missing tires and wheels. The vehicle was propped up on cinder blocks. The vehicle was still in violation of the City of Portland Municipal Code and was cited for abandoned auto under Title 16.20.120 and definition under Code 1690.005. Photos of the vehicle were taken at the time of the citation. The tow was scheduled at the time of the citation. Abandoned auto officers, again, the person states, do not have access to police stolen vehicle records. They are told that all vehicles are checked after towed by either the tow desk or tow company. And that is the end of the enforcement officer's testimony. And I'm just seeing if there's any more detail in here that should be brought out. And I'm looking at the photographs, one of which shows an SUV, and the second photo shows the SUV without tires. The city also included the citation they issued, and more photographs showing no plates and a tow tag on the vehicle, and a second citation. And then they added the code sections related to abandoned auto. So that consists of the city's testimony. So, because the city did not appear, unfortunately, you will not be able to ask the enforcement officer questions. But I'm going to turn to you now, Mr. Havelka, and ask you to tell me why you feel the tow was invalid.
I was never notified that the tow took place until after the tow, and during this time, from February 2nd until I retrieved the vehicle from the tow company, the vehicle was not in my possession. It was reported stolen. So the act of leaving it or abandoning it in city right of way was not done by myself.
Thank you. And anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I might also point out that the enforcement officer noted more than once that abandoned auto officers do not have access to police stolen vehicle records, but I don't think that's entirely true because they are able to contact Portland Police, and Portland Police can verify if a vehicle is stolen or not.
Thank you. Just catching up on my notes here. Let me say I am sorry about what happened. You know, it's adding insult to injury to not only have your vehicle stolen, but also, you have to pay those fees on top of it. At this point, I'm going to take the case under advisement, which means I'm not going to be deciding now. I'm going to be issuing a written decision, and that should be issued within about 2 weeks. Anything else to add before we go?
I did want to note that on the vehicle invoice that I submitted to the hearings officer clerk, I did include the on that page, at the bottom of that page, there is a card, and the card shows the Portland Police Bureau case number for the stolen vehicle, but at this time I've requested a copy of that report, and I have not received it.
Thank you. Okay. So and I do have your testimony that it was reported stolen, so thank you for that. Okay, at this point we will conclude the hearing. So again, thank you for your testimony, and this will conclude the hearing and the call. We're going off the record. Goodbye.
Thank you.